What do you get out of this? What do they get out of it playing with
these first 2 days?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's, I like it. I've done it a couple times now, and I think it's great because you've had 6 weeks off, and as far as the quarterback goes, we can work out and we can go throw on air and throw to receivers, but you can't really simulate 7-on-7. You can't really simulate 11-on-11. So it's a few days of work to kind of get back into things. So when the rest of the guys get here, we already are kind of hitting the ground running.
What are your expectations? For this season?
For us, it's to win the first game, and that's it. I mean, not looking beyond that. Sights are set on Jacksonville. That's it.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, this team won 2 games last year. They signed you as their quarterback and do some other things. There's a lot of, you know, really positive expectations about this football team, nationally. Does that surprise you at all?
No, I think every team in the NFL has positive expectations right now. Every single one. It's no different anywhere. Everybody's coming into camp, and there's a fresh start. It's a new beginning for everybody. You know, and it's what teams can put in the work and take the steps necessary to get better, and obviously start winning games.
Alex, what was different with you after Jim Harbaugh got there than before Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco? Why did you improve so much?
I don't know if there's any one thing. I don't know if I could answer that. This is a team game. You know, I think we started winning games. You know, and then I think started changing things. I mean, everybody knows those quarterbacks. That's the way it goes. You get judged by wins and losses. And I think we got better as a team. I got better as well. And I think once we got the ball rolling and got some momentum and confidence, I just kind of kept it going.
Are there certain things that maybe Jim taught you that you know you have to carry over here to be successful?
No. There's no one or two things like that at all. No.
Having digested what you saw in the OTAs and in the camps, when it came out of Charles's and the Bows and the offensive line, just what stuck with you during this period off that you're looking forward to kind of rekindle?
I thought it was an extremely hungry group. I mean, I think the entire locker room was hungry. expectations are high, and I think those are good things. I think that the fun part now, we'll get the pads on and we'll get to real football. In the offseason with all the rules and regulations, we're pretty limited. So now it'll be nice to get the pads on.
Did you guys get together a lot after you guys broke camp here in Kansas City?
It's tough. Guys kind of go their own separate ways. You only got so much time to be with your family. So I got spread out across the country. So.